The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Intro for the 19th.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Today, conversion. Conversion to conservatism. I'm going to tell you how we do it. You want to convert your liberal family member, your liberal friend, your coworker over to our conservative side? Watch and listen, remember, and share this program. Today, converting people's hearts, minds, and souls to the godly pursuit of conservatism. It's where the founders and God himself intended this republic to be. We don't do this. We do not convert people with a stick, with cancellation, with conspiracy, or with conjecture, speculation, or hearsay. We do it with truthful, godly, conservative values. And I'm going to teach you how to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, The Right Side with Doug Billings is upon you. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hey, everybody. My name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout-out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings, Right Side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. We're winning, winning, winning. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready?
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God. And his divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching us from across the planet. I appreciate you being here. Emails this week. Well, I haven't done this in a while, but you know, you guys have caught up with me a little bit. Belgium. Really? Thank you very much. Ireland and England. Hey, my homeland, the land of my ancestors. And one from Australia said you just came home from the Taylor Swift concert, and on the way you were listening to my show. Well, that'll save you. That'll certainly course correct. Thanks for being with us from down under, ladies and gentlemen, from everywhere. I'm coming to you from smack dab in the middle of the fruited plain. We have been defunded and canceled. Cancel culture is running rampant. Of course, it hasn't let up. We are asking you to head over to DougBillings.us. www.dougbillings.us. That's our website. At the top of that page, you'll see a support tab. Click on it, and if you would, prayerfully consider donating any amount you can afford, 5, 10, 20, 100 bucks, whatever it might be, so that we can continue to bring you this show and produce it. You know, we never charge you for the show. You can watch this show or listen to it on multiple podcast platforms and video outlets across social media. But it does cost money to produce it, and we do make a living, at least we try to make a living doing this show. Nobody's getting rich, but we feel as if we have been tapped on the shoulder by God and we have left corporate America. I have, and we are now endeavoring to tell the truth and try to save the republic from the grips of the Commune Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, and their politics, platform, and policies. So please head over to DougBillings.us. Look on the support tab that you'll see at the top of that page and prayerfully consider offering us a recurring monthly subscription, please. So today I want to talk to you about what I've noticed the last few weeks on social media. Conservatives, people claiming to be conservatives who are judgmental, hateful, spiteful, acting from places of speculation, places of rumor, or hearsay or whatever, and judging other people. We conservatives know what I'm about to tell you to be true. We operate out of a place of conservative, traditional American values, godly values. And godly values do not involve conspiracy, or speculation or cancellation, conjecture or hearsay with regards to judging other people. We don't even judge, really. We don't, there is something to be said for disliking liberalism, but loving the human being. And when we talk about leading other people to conservatism, I think that's best accomplished when we surrender our need to be right, and that we focus first on relationships that we have with people, whether they're individuals, whether they're a group, whether they're an audience, right? You and I, people that listen to this show, become the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. I believe that. I've said that for 4 years. But there are still people out there among you, and it's fine, that don't agree with everything that I say, and that's expected. That is expected. Conservatism, at the end of the day, is about intellectual maturity based in reality, not based in speculation, not based in rumor, and not based in hearsay. The intellectually mature conservative never judges using only speculation or internet rumors or hearsay. We just don't do that. That's not traditional godly values. Now, I don't subscribe to or believe in liberalism, for crying out loud, you know this, but I can compartmentalize my conservatism and my desire to convert others from liberalism. I can compartmentalize those things with regards to any liberal that you would like to use as an example. I don't judge the person. I judge their politics, platform, and policies based on evidence of the obvious and what I know to be true. There are a lot of people out there who claim to be conservatives, who claim to be Christians, who are adopting many of the liberal behaviors that has destroyed and divided America in so many ways. And it's not helpful, and it's clearly not, in my opinion at least, moral to do that. We conservatives, we don't wish physical harm on any liberal. We just don't do that. But you would never be able to surmise that based on what you might read on social media posts. We don't try to cancel people for their beliefs, which is precisely what the left does. We lead people to conservatism precisely because we don't cancel them out. We, as conservatives, can engage in conversation and friendly debate without resorting to the intellectually immature position of a cancel culture attitude. And leading people to conservatism means that we have to let go of this false notion that we have to have immediacy in all of that. I mean, for example, we're much more successful when we plant seeds and when we give specific examples and point out truthful history in our intent to leading people to the beliefs that were nurtured and put forth by the founding fathers. We don't do it by beating people over the head with conspiracy theories. We can point out what I have called evidence of the obvious with regards to how conservatism is better than liberalism. Conservatism is intellectually better. It's financially better, morally better than liberalism. Liberals can't win any serious debate or conversation that attempts to justify their politics, their platform, or their policies when talking about making America into what the founders wanted it to be. They simply can't win that argument, because their policies, their platform, and their politics take us exactly in the opposite direction of what the founders intended and what God inspired. Liberals don't have the intellectual or moral high ground with regards to making America great or making, for that matter, individuals into the better version of themselves. I'm going to talk about that when I come back from our first break. And I want to mention our sponsor, liveyoungerwithdoug.us. You got to head over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. There is a patch that will reactivate your own body's stem cells so that you have more energy, that you heal quicker than you do, and that you have the vitality that you've missed since the days of your youth. liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Just simply fill out the form and get information. I'm not trying to sell you something overtly right here. I want to get this information in your hands. Head over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. It's a way that we are trying to fight the cancel culture and fund this program through sponsors like this. So please consider liveyoungerwithdoug.us. And ladies and gentlemen, I will be right back right after this break. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process? Look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older, and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. We meet over here in determined prayer and determined patriotism. We are determined in the patriotism that we pursue, and we are determined in our prayer. And I'm asking you to be determined in your prayerful consideration of supporting the program over at DougBillings.us. We have been canceled from almost every financially viable platform. YouTube, we're starting to rebuild our YouTube presence, and you can find us on YouTube, The Right Side with Doug Billings. You can find us on every podcast platform that you might listen to us on. And you can find us on social media, Facebook, Rumble, Instagram. I'm even on TikTok. Don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid. But I do want to talk about this conversion to conservatism that we so much need. And I do want to talk to you and ask you to go over to DougBillings.us so that we can continue to teach people and help people convert to conservatism. And I need your help to do that. DougBillings.us, there's a support tab at the top of that page. Click on it, please, and you can choose a reoccurring monthly subscription, voluntary donation, however you want to look at it, so that we can make a living and continue to produce this show. DougBillings.us, ladies and gentlemen. So we're talking about liberals and moral high ground and our desire to convert people to conservatism, which is often best done not through beating them over the head, but by taking the moral high ground with specific examples of how conservatism betters not only their individual lives, but the republic as a whole. Because liberals do not have the moral high ground with regards to making America or making individuals into the best version of themselves. I'm going to explain. First of all, historically speaking, the founding fathers, every one of them, believed in God and his divine providence. All of them wanted God, the Bible, theology, philosophy, mathematics, social studies, the arts, etc., as part of the public school curriculum. Evidence of the obvious is sufficient. Just go back and look at either colonial American or newly formed United States school curriculums. They all, the founding fathers, all believed in law and order. And there were strict rules, laws, and regulations, and corresponding just and meaningful and tough punishments if law and order was broken. They all wanted the federal government out of people's lives. They viewed states' rights as supreme over the federal government. To a large degree, they wanted America to stay out of the affairs of other nations. They did not view it as America's duty to be the world's police force or military protector. They wanted society to be such that it worshiped God. Every one of them wanted that. And they knew that our republic would be dependent upon a morally based people. And when you see people today on social media, especially members of the left, but even members of the right side, who call us a democracy, they're doing that on purpose. It's not a slip up. They're not using the word democracy because it's an innocent. They're using that word on purpose. We are not a democracy. First of all, the radical liberal woke side won't say the word republic because it sounds too much the root word of Republican. And they won't say it, but that's what we are, is a republic. And when you hear them, anybody on, or you see them on social media using the term, you know, democracy, Doug Billings is a threat to democracy, you know that person's a woke liberal. And we try to educate them about that. We try to convert them to conservatism. We are a republic. And our baseline for morality, as we look at all of this in conceptual terms, our baseline is Christianity. And within the rubrics of Christian morality, which is to say, same thing, you know, traditional American values, that's where our values spring from is Christian values. Within all of that, it's to say it's immoral to reject or disallow God in society. It's immoral to do that. It's immoral to abort a baby at any stage of life. It's immoral to suggest or allow or otherwise support the transgender movement. It is immoral to open our borders to allow untold millions of people to come in here and thereby dilute our American identity and our traditional American moral values. It is immoral to engage in unnecessary wars. It is immoral to shut down supplies of energy, routes of commerce, food and grocery, price controls, when those supplies make it easier for Americans to be able to afford to live and to purchase necessities. It's immoral to cause those things to either go away or rise in price unnecessarily. It is immoral to state and to put forth the concept that America was not intended to be a morally Christian nation. To say that is a lie. Now, let me be clear. When I am telling you it is not moral to do those things, I don't mean that we judge the person saying it and condemn that person. I'm saying that we morally try to convert that person to our side by virtue of logic and reality. We don't convert people by spewing forth conspiracy theories or things that can't be documented as fact and truth. Once we accept that, the pathway to conservatism becomes much more visible, much more tangible, and much more achievable. So much on this to talk about. So much hate. It's been a fun week canceling people on Facebook because of the nonsense I see them posting over there or any social media platform. Again, ladies and gentlemen, help us to become viable again in our attempt to bring you the truth. Head over to DougBillings.us and click on the support tab at the top of the page. I'm asking you this because we have been financially canceled on all of the platforms that we come to you on. Look, nobody over here is becoming a millionaire. We're doing this because I'm doing this because I feel as if I've been tapped on the shoulder of God to present the truth to the American people and to the world. And so I do rely on you to support the program in small ways, $5, $10, $20, maybe $100, if you're blessed enough to do that. DougBillings.us, click on the support tab at the top of the page and the system will guide you through how you can contribute as much or as little as you want to help us produce and give you this show. I'll be right back after this break. Stay with me. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process? Look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older, and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. I am doing what I've been ordained by God to do, to lead you to the right side of truth and conservatism, and teaching you how today to lead people to our movement, lead them to conservatism. So we ended up last section talking about the immorality of the left and how I believe that we don't convert them to our side if we're going to judge them, if we're going to cancel them, if we're going to rebuke them without being in the realm of reality. Too many of us are out there beating people over the heads with hateful speech, with cancellation, and outlandish, slanderous accusations that they can't possibly prove. And we've got to stop that. If we want to win this day, and if we want to win in this movement that we're presenting, the movement of conservatism, we have to do it in much different ways. Those are the facts. The liberal movement, the woke liberal movement, is an immoral movement. It is a coalition of immorality. But we do not judge or cancel out or hate the people within it. We can separate the people from the movement. We don't like the movement. We love the people. And we have to begin to portray those messages, you know, especially with in terms of abortion. There are so many Republicans that are afraid of the abortion issue. We lose that every time. We can't beat them on. We can beat them on abortion. We have the moral high ground. We just have to separate the people from the sin. We will love the sinner and hate the sin. We will teach them that life is sacred and that there is a sanctity within the conservative movement that is worth their attention. It's worth their time to consider. And by the way, it leads them to much more happiness than the radical, woke, liberal philosophy does. Once we accept that we're a moral people created by God and that a moral society is, in fact, the bedrock of our republic, there's no logical or intellectually mature argument that can be put forth that can justify any American being a Democrat. And I'm not suggesting that the Republican Party is perfect, not at all. But at least it's a platform that involves the pursuit of God and the pursuit of life. The pursuit of the happiness that God intended us to have, not the pursuit of happiness that requires you to mutilate your genitalia, as put forth by the LGBTQ kook community and the transgender movement. Now, I say the LGBTQ kook movement as a jest. I'm not hating the people. That's part of a sense of humor, all right? It's not a hateful statement. Now, People will say, but Doug, you hurt my feelings when you say that. That's not possible. It is impossible for Doug Billings to hurt your feelings. It's impossible for anybody to hurt your feelings. Unless, of course, you give me permission to, then, of course, I can. But if you're strong and you're convicted, you will not, you will realize that I cannot, nor can anybody else, hurt your feelings. To say such a thing is to be a snowflake. And we are here to lovingly teach you how to become and transform away from snowflakedom. But when we point out the immorality of the radical left, it doesn't mean that we reject the human beings that are part of the radical left. It doesn't mean that we reject human beings outright for being liberals or for being Democrats. Leading people to conservatism means accepting the human being and pointing out from a place of understanding and compassion the moral and political errors of liberalism. In other words, we don't condemn the human being ever. We condemn the liberal ideology. And we do that within a conversation that is based in empathy, compassion, and conservative values, and gauged not by demanded immediacy, but by patience. That's how we will convert the hearts and the minds much more effectively than by cancellation or rude remarks, conspiracy theories, publicized judgments, rumors, or speculations. That's how we win. Converting the hearts of minds by understanding and compassion. All right, ladies and gentlemen, DougBillings.us, please help us to sustain the program and ourselves over there. When I say ourselves, I mean me. Help me sustain myself and this program by heading over to DougBillings.us. At the top of that website, you'll see a support tab. Click on it, please, and offer $5 a month. That's what I'm asked, $5, $10, $20 a month on a recurring basis. Click on that support tab at DougBillings.us. You'll see it. It's intuitive. You can walk yourself through that process. I appreciate it. We need your help. Thank you. And I'll be right back after this break. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield. Electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where it is obvious we are in a battle against evil. This is a spiritual battle, good and evil, no doubt about it. We here on this program understand that in order to win this battle, we do not judge other human beings. We look at what they're doing and we separate their politics, their policies, their beliefs from the human being. And we recognize the potential that everyone has to convert their minds, their heart, their soul to conservative American Christian values. And that's how we will win the day. And all of this is summed up by the word love. We will love people from a conservative, traditional, moral approach. And there's no room in the conservative movement. There's no room in America for hate, for ridicule, for speculation, conspiracy, cancellation, or lies. We do not have room for that within our movement. We lead people to conservatism with wisdom, with a capital W, wisdom from the Holy Spirit. And then we reflect on what that wisdom reveals to us and what wisdom teaches us. We then take action, peaceful action, always from a place of love. We don't have to accept what people do, but we don't ridicule, judge, or condemn, or cancel them. And then finally, patience. It's a virtue that all of us, including myself, need to embrace more fully. So these virtues, wisdom, reflection, action, and patience, this is how we lead people to conservatism. While we might feel that there's a need and a sense of urgency to change the hearts and minds of people because we're in such a world of chaos, I get it. I understand the need and the tendency to think that I have to act with urgency. But we ask God for the grace to engage in this conversion of these people from a place of patience. We need the grace of God to do this. And we can't beat them over the head with hateful things, with conspiracies. The irony and the paradox about engaging in patience with people while we're trying to convert them to our side is that in many cases, being patient with someone expedites their conversion. And ultimately, when we engage in wisdom and reflection and action and patience, that all demonstrates inner character strength, not weakness. When we engage in love and empathy, patience, we're demonstrating strength. When we don't do those things, we're demonstrating weakness. Conservatism is a lot of things, people, a lot of things. But it is primarily a commitment. Conservatism rises up within people who have developed a good moral character. And this is where America and societies all across the planet have failed their children. Because when we think about it, we don't have gun problems in the world. We don't have hate issues or racial issues, really. What we have are heart issues. When a juvenile brings a gun to a Super Bowl parade in Kansas City, that's an issue of deficiencies of the heart, which is to say deficiencies in moral character. And that's brought about by an absence of God in family life and in society. Folks, the liberal platform has officially eliminated God from it. We need a revitalized society and a godly character taught within our homes and our schools, public schools, private schools. We need to realize that there is a divine presence among us, and it's responsible. This divine providence and presence was responsible for the birth of our republic. That the divine presence of God himself is needed and in fact required in order for our families and our republic to survive. And people who have this character of godly conservatism, they realize that conservatism is not what we do for God. It is what God does for us. Conservatism and the calling by God to it builds up our character with conservative fidelity, with truth, and with charity. And I mean true charity. The kind of charity that doesn't delude us into thinking that we have to accept lifestyles that are morally bankrupt, like those of the members of the LGBTQ movement, or the transgender movement, or the woke movement, or those who would abort human babies. We do not delude ourselves into thinking that those lifestyles are acceptable, but we don't accept those moral or ideological points of view. We don't reject, however, the human being who puts those forth. That would make us one of them. Conservatism is part of our commitment to God. It leads us to sanctity and the fidelity to true charity, which enables us to teach those who have been seduced by hopelessness or rage or the devil and false hope. We can teach them that the wonder, the joy, and the meaning in this life for which they are searching can only be found within and from pursuing godly conservatism and traditional American values. And in order for us to teach that, we have to realize we cannot persuade or save anyone from a place of hate or cancellation. The rubrics of liberalism never lead to pure or godly happiness. It's impossible for anybody to find true happiness in this life by the mutilation of their genitalia because somebody said if you think you're wrongly assigned your gender that you just got to cut it off or snip it off or do whatever. That's ridiculous. True happiness does not reside there. It's impossible for anybody to find happiness in this life through the practice of abortion. It's impossible for anybody to find happiness in this life without a personal invocation of God and a commitment to build one's character in fidelity to the sanctity of God. This is why in so many ways that true American conservatism is not simply a covenant or a contract between a people and a government, but it is a sacramental approach to life. That's how the founders lived their lives. It was their worldview. Conservatism was sacramental, and we've lost that truth. Your wisdom, your reflection, your peaceful action, and your patience will be that which leads liberals to conservatism. Your speculation, your judgment, hate, and cancellation will not. And this desire that we have to lead people to conservatism has got to begin with Christian love and, of course, by Christian listening. I mean, listening to understand, not listening to reply. There is a difference there. Have you ever been in a conversation with somebody who you can just tell is listening to reply to you, not listening to understand? It's like they're ready to pounce on you instead of just listening to understand you. This is what so many people do, and it's so obvious, especially on social media, where they're waiting to pounce. They have no intention of trying to understand you or me or the other side of the issue. And that does not lead anybody to conservatism. In fact, it's a sure way to not only instill division within us and our republic, but it's a sure way to push people away from us and towards their solidarity and stance with liberalism. We have to be determined in this approach of leading people towards conservatism, because the conservatism that we seek won't happen overnight. It will not. And we have to remember that we engage in determined patriotism and determined prayer to see our way through this. Pray, my friends. Pray for the conversion of hearts and minds towards conservatism. Pray for patience, because it's within these conservative American traditional values that God resides. And yes, it's true that when we lead people to conservatism, we are leading them to God. Believe it, ladies and gentlemen, for the Republic. Cheers. And please, DougBillings.us, and click on the support tab at the top of that page and prayerfully consider offering a reoccurring monthly donation so that we can continue to make a living and that I can present this show to you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process? Look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older, and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows, the slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com, stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it. For the Republic, cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.